your dreams take flight. Visit CSI.edu to get started.
All righty. Well, let's get over here and talk with Kathy from Magic Valley News. Now, there's, of course, Easter weekend is coming up, so there's a lot of stuff going on, by the way, for Easter egg hunts and all that. I know Jerome's got some big stuff going on. Kathy, what is going on in your world over there?
Well, first off, the April issue is in the stands and or by the end of today, and they will be ready for everybody to be picking them up at their favorite distribution site, or they can check out magicvalleynews.org for a list of a location near them, and or look at the magazine, online. And then be sure to check out page 3 for the list of the 47 repeat events, such as the Buell AA and the Buell Hot Springs Yoga.
Yeah.
The Harrod Center events are listed there this month. So remember, the bold events have an ad, so check the page number to find that ad quickly in the magazine and on the event list. And for blood drives, we only have one blood drive this week, and that is tomorrow, the 1st of April, if you can believe that one.
Wow.
In Burley, so just call 1-800 Red Cross. And so for checking out what's going on in the March issue, the final list of events are on page 23, and the first 29 of the 146 April events are on page 5 of the April issue, ready for you to check out for your enjoyment. There are 10 live music events this week, so check them out to see who, what, when, and where. And excuse me, the Idaho Fish and Game, check out their website for updates on spring fishing, stocking of fish, plus getting hunting tags.
Yeah.
Now, tomorrow at the Twin Falls Library, if you would like to know some information on hidden traps of Medicare, check out the ad on the Magic Valley News. About that. Lisa Moss is putting that on, and it's at 5 o'clock. On the 3rd in Heyburn is, as you said, Easter. There's a bunch of Easter stuff going on. At the Munchkin Playground, they have an Easter event on the 3rd at 9 a.m. At 7 p.m. In Burley is America, I have the hiccup, sorry, All That Jazz at the King's Fine Arts, and that's $15. Check out page 19. And then for the list of events, like you said, the 4th, starting at 8:30 in Jerome, is Breakfast with the Easter Bunny and the Egg Hunt at Forsyth Park. In Twin Falls, there's a Easter egg hunt at City Park, and I think that's at 9. At 10 a.m. is the Easter egg hunt at Pine Oaks Senior Living Center in Twin. 11 a.m. is a mini pancake breakfast. Wonder if they're going to make them look like an Easter bunny.
There you go.
And
yeah.
Egg hunt, that's at the high school. And then also on the 4th at 2 and 7 p.m. is it's the live big band at the Wilson Theater, and that's $15. And excuse me, you can check out that. I forgot to say, write down what page number that is. On the 5th, in Filer is an each Easter brunches are listed. And then on the 6th at 5:30, help the CSI cheerleaders take off to the Nationals.
Yeah,
and that'll be at 7 o'clock.
That's a good deal.
At City Park, it's at 5:30, and the time is not listed.
Yeah.
So, but also, because it's that time to decide who and what you're going to vote for. So check out page 26 and 27 for a list of contested elections.
Yeah.
And as we get the sample ballots, we're going to list them on our website at magicnews.org. And remember, we never tell you who to vote for or what to vote for. We only give you the information so you can go in with some knowledge.
There you go. A lot of schools are out there doing their bonds and elections and levies and stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff, a lot of things you need to make decisions on. So, well, I do appreciate that. How do we, so now your April, of course, is out. So now you are gathering info for May. So how do people get a hold of you to get that information to you?
They give me a call at 208 936-0094.
All right.
And, Paul, remember, there's always four ways to get the free Magic Valley News magazine. You can follow us on our website, magicvalleynews.org. Mm-hmm. You can pick one up at over the 200 locations. You can go online and, you know, just read it there, or you can subscribe, and for $20 a year, which is the cost of postage, it will arrive in your mailbox for 12 yep. months.
All right. Well, Kathy, as always, a pleasure talk to you, and we'll certainly do this again next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You take care. We'll see you. All right. Make sure you get a hold of one of those magazines and check it out.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next Weekend in the Country, we're heading back to the 1st of April in 1999. Bill Clinton was acquitted in impeachment proceedings. The war in Kosovo raged on. And UConn won the national basketball title. And making hits back then were Mark Wills, Leanne Womack, Kenny Chesney, Brooks and Dunn, and Steve Wariner. And we'll have them and more on the next Weekend in the Country. Saturday afternoons at 5 on 94.7 Buck FM.